Welcome to Mad Dad Radio. Welcome to Mad Dads and Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to VJ Smith. I am the national president of Mad Dads, and also I'm your host today. We're going to be talking about a lot of things. We got a long list of things that I want to chat about, but I do want you to know that we're really proud to say that in North Minneapolis we have started, and I'm one of the founding charter members of the North Side Rotary Club. There has never been a Rotary Club on the north side of Minneapolis in the history of Minneapolis, Minnesota. So I'm pretty excited to say of 25 people that are chartered members, I am one of them. And Natalie Johnson Lee, our former city council person, is the president, along with the co-president, or which is Bishop Richard D. Howe. So congratulations, Northside. You've got a Rotary. They meet at North High every Tuesday at 7:30. So you're welcome to come to be a part of that. So come along and be a part of that. To a big thumbs up to everybody that came out to the fundraiser at the Fine Line. It was really nice. We had a wonderful time. Jamecia Benton, she was our entertainment. She did a great job. Her and the band were wonderful. We absolutely adored her entertainment. Thank you very much for the wonderful songs that you did for our group. And also, thank you to all the folks that came out. City council members, chiefs, police officers, community members, folks that have been involved in homicides, mothers that are surviving from homicides, all those people that came out and said thank you. Thank you for what you do. Thank you for who you are. Thank you for being who you are, and thank you for believing in us. Community, we appreciate you, and we won't stop. We'll keep doing that. Want to give big ups to the Peace Bus crew. They're out there right now working on the Peace Bus, so we want to give them big ups and tell them thank you for all that they've done and all that they do to protect our community. So we'll make sure to thank them for that. So it's really a beautiful thing to have folks out on the bus, riding the bus and making a difference and giving the kind of support to our community. We do reduce crime by 38% since we've been on the bus. So I'm so proud of them. I want to thank everybody that rides the bus under the leadership and direction of Marco Mondain. Thank you, sir, for what you do and the leadership that you bring to the Peace Bus, and also to the Outreach for North Point and to Urban Ventures and the Center for Fathering. That work is solid work that we do, reaching out to help people not only be better fathers, but to reach out and help them change and have better relationships. So it's been good work. I'm excited about the work we do. I'm excited about how we do it. I'm excited about you being involved with us. So what I want you to do is to continue to support us. And here's some ways that you can do it. You can support us by coming to our support group. If you've got a pen and paper, why don't you write this down? Come to our support group, and we meet at 3023 4th Avenue South. That's 3023 4th Avenue South, okay? And if you don't know what bus to catch, here's the bus you catch. You catch the 11 or the 21, and they both come to 4th and Lake, and then you get off there, and you walk right to 3023, and you will be a part of the support group. And there's two things you can do. Either you can work on relationships, or you can work on your parenting skills. And then once you start working on that, we have Ready, Set, Work. You can begin to work on housing issues, job issues, different things that you want to work on. This is a great opportunity. This is a great movement. I'm glad to be a part of it. I want you to be a part of it. So in order for you to be a part of it, you need to come and join us today. Today's the day. But it's every Tuesday and every Thursday at 5 o'clock, and so we'd love to have you to be a part of that. Also, I want to thank the Public Allies for they provided us with a young man that's going to be with us for a year under the support and direction and assistance of Community Action. Thank you, Community Action, for supporting us and being involved with us. I want to also say that my condolences goes out to the senseless killings in Connecticut that was terrible. I know everybody said we're tired of hearing about it. I understand. And I believe that those mothers and those grandparents and people in that community wish they didn't have to talk about it. Wish that it didn't have to be so sensationalized. Wish that they didn't have to be in the limelight. I'm sure that that city would be really excited about just going about their business and raising those kids and doing what they normally do. But since it did happen, we're going to pray for those families and pray for relief for those families. But also we know that they will never get over it, never get through that. That's just too hard for them. But I want you to keep them in prayer. Remember our show, which is called Street Talk, comes on every Thursday at 8 o'clock on Channel 17, Minneapolis Television Network. Street Talk with myself and my co-host, John Turnipseed. And I want to say thank you to all the folks out in Jacksonville, Florida, for making me feel at home, making me feel welcome. Got a chance to get out on the streets out there, really get involved, and I just want to thank you for that, and I appreciate you. And you're going to be hearing from a lot of other chapters soon. We're going to the phone line where I have Catrice Champion. Mrs. Champion has been working with the youth in the city. She has been featured in articles, and she has been a mother that has been on a mission to help save our young people from violence. She is a victim of her son being killed, and so she knows what it's like to lose a loved one. We're going to welcome her. Ms. Champion, how you doing? And welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing great. I'd like to ask you a question. What gives you the strength and power to really get out in the community and work with our kids? And when so many mothers have a hard time coming out of their house after losing a son, what makes you so strong and resilient?
I can't stay still. Losing my child was very hard, but when I look around and I'm sitting at home watching TV and I'm seeing things like, children getting killed at school, and my heart goes out to those parents. But I just can't keep still. I have to get up and I have to get out here, and I got to put arms around children that needs them, even parents that needs them. So my work is never done.
What do you think the solution is for a lot of the gun violence, and how do you propose that we get the guns out of the hands of our kids?
Well, it takes the adults to do that, and if we enforce it, it can happen. You know, thou shalt not kill. That's me. I believe in that. If we don't make excuses for having guns, you know, I got to keep my home safe. Well, we're gonna pray over our home, and I believe that God is gonna take care of my home. So I'm going to get rid of this gun because I'm not going to bring harm to no one. And I just think harm is not going to come to me in that way because of my beliefs. But if others believe like I do, we can stop it. You know, to protect ourselves, it's another way to do that. You know, and I believe what God has for us, we can receive it very well if we start living right and presenting ourselves right and watching our conduct around the youth. We need our youth. Well, 20 babies died. That's uncalled for.
Well, absolutely, it's uncalled for. And I think that, you know, so many people are now saying, I'm sick of looking at it, I'm sick of hearing about it. I want to hear about something else. I want to talk about something else. What do you say to people when they say stuff like that?
It's hard, you know, for me to look at it. It's hard. My self-conscious mind has been staying on it. Even when I don't want to think about it, I still think about it. I just feel like we lost a lot of doctors, lawyers, new teachers. See, they were in a place of learning. And our babies, you know, they were doing right. And out of the selfishness of someone, he made his day. And he made the world's day. And I think that, you know, we just got to get up. We got to get up. We got to wake up. World, wake up. You know, it's impossible not to hear it. It's impossible not to sleep it. It's impossible not to eat it. You know, sitting across the table talking about it. We have to wake up.
You know, when you think about a lot of the parents, and you graduated from the Center for Fathering, congratulations. You also graduated from our relationship group, so double congratulations for what you've
Thank
done.
You.
Yeah, and what you've accomplished. We have been really trying to figure out how to get our grieving mothers out of the house. I mean, it's so many of these mothers have become inactive after losing their sons or daughters to gun violence. Do you have a solution on how we get them out to start getting active and being a part of the movement?
We have to get in the home first. Getting them out, we have to get in the home. Once we get in the home, I feel that it would be easier to get them out. We have to be able to get in the home. If they don't come out, it's impossible. We have to get in there, and we got to tell them about getting up and living. Long as they're breathing, they're going to feel what life has to offer them. It's impossible. You know, I wanted to sleep it away. I didn't want daybreak to come. I wanted to wallow in my situation because I lost my mother 4 days after I lost my child. Two people in 1 week out of my home. So I had to bury two people. How was I going to do this? But God will give you strength that you don't even feel that you have. If I look back on them days, I don't know how Catrice did that. But it got done. So getting them out the home, we have to get out and bring them out the home. And give them, and let's do a gathering with the mothers. If I got to get up and come north to get some of these mothers, I will. I have no problem knocking on the doors and asking them, do they know where their children are?
You know, I want to ask you a question, and I think that our listeners need to hear this. A lot of what happens in our community in terms of violence and drugs and all that is motivated by our parents, the parents that are in those very homes. And why isn't it that we talk more about that?
About the parents, why?
Because we never talk about, we talk about the kids are in gangs and in vines, but we very seldom talk about the parents that teach these kids to sell drugs, to sell their body, to do all the things that they do. These parents are teaching that.
A lot of the parents are young parents that are growing up with their children. A lot of parents, to know better is to do better. They just don't know better. We don't have no heroes out here anymore. We don't have no mentors out here anymore, but we do have them. But if we don't lead our children around positive, they'll never get positive. You know, if we sit up and allow our children to watch certain things on TV or listen to certain kind of music and laugh with them and dance with them like, you know, that's good, that's what they're going to be about.
You listen to Blog Talk Radio. Okay. You listen to Blog Talk Radio with Mad Dads here, live on the air. Our number to call in is 347-215-9262. That's 347-215-9262. We're having a conversation with Catrice Champion, and she is talking about, we're talking about homicides, we're talking about youth, we're talking about a lot. My next question to her is, we talked about the parents. We know that we've got a lot of parents that allow their kids to do stuff. I have been in the jails where these kids have told me that if I don't get out and bring a certain amount of money home, I can't come home. They won't let me in. How do we touch those kinds of parents, and how do we get to their hearts and get them to stop so that we can raise these kids the way they need to be raised? How do we do that, Ms. Champion?
Oh, I thought you was talking to someone else. I'm sorry.
I'm talking to you. How do we get to the hearts of these parents to turn them around from advocating violence and drugs to these kids to advocating positive parenthood? How do we get to them?
Well, I think we need to, how do we get to them? Well, I think about a lot of parents just shot in my head. I think us, the people that are in charge, a lot of people in the community has a lot of say-so on what can be done. We need to get together and we need to sit and talk about it. We need to hold meetings where we need to involve some of these kids. We need to involve some of these kids to see what their parents have to say when we ask, like the question that you just asked me.
Yes.
I would love to see. Yeah, I would love to see a kid sit up and listen to their mother answer that question, and let that child answer that question too.
Well, you know, I've been saying for a long time that a lot of these kids' parents and other folks in their families need counseling and therapy. What is your thoughts on that?
I believe so. I think we all do. But you know what? That's so easy said and done. We're not going to get it. We have to be at the point of no return in order to want to receive counseling. Us black folks don't believe in counseling. You know, we believe in, the roots of us believe in, if our elders don't tell us to do it, and now we're not even listening to our elders, we're going to do what we know. You know, 12-year-old kids think they know, and they don't know. I'm half 100, and I'm still learning, and I don't know. Only thing I can tell you is what I'm living out and what I'm seeing. You know, my elders told me all of this was going to come to pass, and it is. I'm seeing just what they were telling me, and it's an eye-awakening for me, and it's scary. So, yes, I got to talk about it. I got to talk about it, and I got to get out here and help do something about it. You know, I could tell you one thing. I don't believe in the teachers carrying guns in school.
Right. I agree with you on that, and I also agree with you in that that counseling is important, but I do think that we've been working with North Point in trying to get more people into counseling. We've been trying to get culturally specific individuals, because I don't believe certain people can counsel you. I remember back in the day when I used to see people get counseling, I would say, do you hate your mother? I used to remember that phrase all the time and thinking, well, why would I go to counseling if somebody's going to ask me, do I hate my mama? But that's not really what counseling is about. Counseling is about getting to the core of the problems. When your son got killed, it took you a long time, a very long time to come out of that. And what helped you come out of that?
God. Time. Time tells a story. And from the time that happened, I can sit and tell my story. Sitting every moment, thinking about what's done happen. They said that this has happened. Did this really happen to me? I see it. Is it in my home? Where is my child at? But it did happen. And for me to face it, it took time. Could nobody tell me nothing? I would look at people and with my eyes, I would attack them. With my mind, I disliked it. Everybody, I disliked it, this world, period. I can't speak on other mothers, but I was disappointed. I was so disappointed, but when I sit back and I think about it, I didn't want to talk to nobody. Because what could they tell me? They couldn't tell me what I experienced 20 years with my child, when my child started crawling, when my child went to school the first day. They couldn't tell me about that. I experienced that with my child. They couldn't tell me out of the selfishness of someone. Someone in this world was going to dislike my child so much that he was going to pull a trigger and shoot him in the head. They couldn't tell me. Everybody's supposed to like it. Catrice's children. That's the way I raised them. But someone didn't. So when that happened, it took me time. It took time for me to get my thoughts together. It took time for me to get my mind together, my walk, everything. I actually had to learn how to do everything over again, eat, how to live in this world all over again without that child, 20 years with that child, okay? Before you had him, how was you living? I can never go back to that. I had to learn how. And that is what I'm doing. I am of the living. And I want to tell these mothers that have lost their children, it is life. It is life. All they got to do is go to the mall and have a seat and sit amongst all them people and just listen, observe, and just watch them go back and forth. And then you can just you can mind talk and put input on this. No, get your baby from over there. No, kids, y'all shouldn't be out here at the mall fighting. It's so much. It's so much. And I reached out for help, and I got my help to where I got to the point to where I ended up at North Point. And I did want to talk about it when I thought, could nobody talk to me about it? And I felt good when I left out of North Point talking about it.
Wow, that's really great, and that's wonderful. What do you say? We've got hundreds and hundreds and probably thousands and thousands of mothers that are just stuck in the house. They will come out. And if they could just hear your voice right now, what do you say to them to get them to start moving?
Think about it. Think about the times that they shared with their children. The child can't nobody tell them what they feel, but they can also reach for them. I can't tell that mother how she felt about her child, but I can tell that mother how I felt about my child. It will be good if she sat amongst people that talked about their own children to where it's someone that will hear her cry out, you know, shout it to the top of her lungs, you know, and talk about their child. But what we have to admit, see, by me knowing my child, when I got ready to talk about my child, that's when I started telling the truth about my child. They couldn't talk about my child because, see, I knew from the time Chucky woke up in the morning to the time he went to bed, my baby was a good child to me because he was my child. But like I always say, in between the day from the time he left, did I know what he was doing out there to make someone hurt him so bad to where they wanted to take my child's life? See, I got to take on responsibility. Two, did I check my child's shoes to make sure he didn't have guns in my home? Did I check his closet? You know, I had to think about the situation. I had to get the whole picture of my child's life. Did I do something wrong, Lord? Was it a time I should have talked to him when I didn't talk to him? So I'm telling these mothers, get up. And let's do this together. Let's do it together. Or you'll lose your life. You'll lose your life. You're shutting your body down. And that's not what God would want. We all have a day. That's not God what he would want. So now we have a chance to guide other young people. I got so many sons and so many daughters, and you know what? All of them are excellent. So many different personalities. And you know what? I can say, Lord, I'm so tired. I'm so tired. Everything what they're telling me, my mind, I'm so tired of listening to their problems. But see, I got a God. He don't never get tired. And if he got tired of listening to all of our problems, where would we be at? So get
up. Let me ask. That's right, absolutely. And so, mothers, I hope you're out there listening. And listen, we have a mother here that she hasn't lost any kids, but she's a mother of how many kids do you have?
Four.
You got four kids, and what ages are they?
9, 6, 4, and 8 months.
Okay. Wow. That's a lot of kids. Well, you know, if you ever need a babysitter, Catrice can maybe help you out. Yeah, she might be able to help you out. Just listening to Catrice, what are your thoughts in terms of how she's explaining about dealing with, you know, homicides and dealing with the death of a daughter or a son?
I just want you to continue to put God first, Catrice. I hear you mentioning God and how he's always there to listen to us and to help us and to guide us. Just continue to put him first every day and keep doing what you're doing. God bless you. Prayers
Thank
going
you,
out
sweetie.
To families that have been dealing with these things.
Yep, absolutely. And, you know, we believe that, you know, it's important for us to support those. We just got a call about the young man that got killed in St. Paul, and he lives in Brooklyn Park, or he lived in Brooklyn Park, and they're trying to find a way to kind of get funds together to help support his funeral. You know, so many of us don't even, we're not even prepared. We're not even prepared to have a funeral. We're not prepared for burials. We're not prepared for any of those costs. There's no money. There's so many things that aren't in place because when you have a kid, you don't expect to bury the kid, so you don't prepare for that. And even some of our adults are not prepared for that in our community, and that's why we're constantly running to the county for help and the city for help. But, you know, I remember back in the days when Big Mom and them always, they had a policy on everybody.
Mm-hmm.
All you do, Big Mom, yeah, I got him. Here it is right here.
Yeah.
I'm glad I kept paying it. I took the little bread and milk money, and I paid that. But we don't do that anymore. What happened, Catrice? Why don't we take care of ourselves?
But you know what? If Big Mama don't do it now, it takes all us mamas to get together and to support this mother. Christmas is coming along. If we don't do nothing but bake some of these sweet potato pies and get to selling them, and we can help that family out. You know, we ain't got to sit up and wait on the Big Mamas. We ain't got too many Big Mamas no more. And which my God kids call me Big Mama. I got grandkids too. I'm Big Mama to them. But we don't have too many. But we need to get out here and support that family over there. It doesn't matter about the situation. It's another lost child. It's another lost child. So
well,
I hope
absolutely.
People are out here listening to, you know, what I'm saying. We need to get on the phones and start getting it together. You know,
you listen to Blog Talk Radio. You listen to Blog Talk Radio. Mad Dad's right here all across the country talking to you about what you can do to improve the quality of your life and how you can change some things in your life. We always happen to be every Tuesday at 1 o'clock from 1 to 1:30. We're coming on the air for you. You've been listening to Latendra and Catrice Champion. And, Catrice, any last words before we go out there?
I want everyone. We have been scarred again. The world has been scarred again. And I want everyone to take safe steps. And I say a nation prayer to the world. And I ask God every day, Lord, come on down here and see about us. And praying folks to stand, folks. I just feel that we all need to stand prayer. And when I seen that incident of those babies, I thought about those lost babies in 81 in Atlanta, all those black babies. And it's just happening over and over and over again. It's just different people, but, you know, the same act is steady happening. So we need to keep in prayer, and let's support that family out there. That's where my mind is right now, supporting that family out there, and we all reach and do what all we can do.
Latendra, you want to say any last words before we go out there?
Just stay prayerful and keep doing what you're doing, and I'm praying for you guys.
You've been listening to Blog Talk Radio with Mad Dads all around the country, all the way from Pittsburgh, all the way to Minneapolis, Minnesota. We here, we there. Mad Dads is everywhere. We had our co-host today, which Catrice Champion and Latendra. Thank you very much for being on. We want to make sure you come to our support group tonight, which is at 5 o'clock to 7 o'clock. We got meal, we got daycare, we got it all going on. We're going to teach you how to have relationships, and also how to be better parents. You can be a graduate just like Catrice was. She did it. You can do it too. So join us. And don't forget, call us next week. We're looking forward to talking to you. God bless you. Take care.